This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Joining us in the Bison Automotive and Detail Live Line, Carl Calabrese, as we're taking a look at everything going on in the political world, and there's so much to talk about, Carl. We'll start with what happened in Venezuela, and now, you know, maybe even mix into that the talk about Greenland in the last 24 hours really ratcheted up here. What do you make of this, the posturing that the U.S. is doing? And, you know, my question to you is, how much of this has to do with China?
Oh, Brent, I think a lot of it has to do with China, especially in our hemisphere. Obviously, there are other reasons, but I think you have to keep in mind that everything we're doing here is sending a very strong message to China that has been trying to make inroads into South America for a number of years now, trying to get ports that eventually might be used as naval bases. Their Belt and Road Initiative, where they lend lots of money for infrastructure projects under very unfavorable terms that usually can't be paid back. Trump has been very concerned about that. So I think we're clearly saying to China, this is our hemisphere, hands off. I think that's a wise move on his part. In terms of Greenland, let's just address that for a while. I looked it up yesterday. Interest in Greenland from the United States goes all the way back to the presidency of Andrew Johnson, where he began to express interest in obtaining Greenland, and all the way up through the Truman and Eisenhower administration. In fact, Truman actually made a $100 million offer to Denmark. So it's always been recognized as a very strategic area, and one even more important today as the Arctic opens up and both China and Russia are making moves to establish bases in the Arctic. So it's very important to us. But, you know, the idea of sending troops in, remember, Denmark is a NATO ally. This would present all kinds of sticky issues for us to send troops into a NATO ally and forcibly take land. I think it's worth pursuing, but from a negotiation standpoint, and maybe Donald Trump, who loves to do the art of the deal, could come up with a way where Denmark would agree with some type of arrangement, if not an outright sale, maybe a broader defense agreement that would meet our strategic needs and also mineral needs without causing an international incident. I hope it goes that way. Regarding Venezuela, you can talk about that as well, and in terms of how the Republican base is viewing this whole thing.
Carl, also want to talk to you about some political issues locally. Bruce Blakeman, Republican candidate for governor, in Buffalo earlier this week, and kind of making his name known. He's not well known to this part of the state. It's been 20 years since a Republican held the office of governor in New York. And I'm wondering, with a socialist leading New York City now, is that going to hurt Blakeman's chances?
It may help. I mean, we've got, almost a year to go, in this race, and Mondani is going to be instituting a lot of policies, and it may start to dawn on voters in New York City, almost half of whom voted for someone other than Mondani, that this is not the road to go down, and Blakeman may very well be able to make hay with that. You know, I was on an interview show with Blakeman a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him this question. I said, in order for a Republican to win a gubernatorial race, you've got to get at least 30, maybe 31-32% of the New York City vote. Lee Zeldin came close. He got 27%. And I asked him, I know it's early, but what are your thoughts about getting to that 30% threshold in New York City? I got kind of a vague answer, other than, he was very, very focused on New York City, and he was going to be talking about law enforcement, the crime issue. And I got the impression that he was waiting for Mondani to begin doing some really outrageous things that he could then exploit inside of New York City boundaries to get to that 30%. So that's worth watching as this campaign unfolds. What is his effort? What are his efforts? And how are they playing in New York City? Because he's got to get to 30% in New York City if he has a hope of winning the state.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I asked him this yesterday, and I'll ask you, do you consider him kind of audacious? It seemed like Elise Stefanik was anointed the Republican nominee and was going to go on, challenge Hochul. I mean, she had been setting herself up for a year, and then, all right, here he comes and says, forget about that. I know she's got a lot of support, but I'm going to go here, and does it. Now he's trying to unseat a Democrat in New York. I mean, does that take... special something that not everybody in politics has?
It does. I think our old friend Sandy Beach would refer to it as stones. And that's a pretty good word. He's bold. He's aggressive. You say it's audacious. But, if you're going to take on an incumbent governor in a deep blue state of New York, you've got to have that kind of aggressive attitude that I'm just not going to be stopped. I believe I can do this. And I'm not going to give any quarter whatsoever. I'm going right after this, and we're going to win it. So, no, I think that's refreshing, especially for a party like the Republicans that have been, down in the dumps for so long across the state. So I welcome it. I think it's a good attitude and a good image for him to be putting out.
Carl, special election in just a few weeks for the 61st state Senate seat, Sean Ryan's seat. Three candidates are running. What's your expectation here?
Well, I expect a couple things. I expect a very low turnout for a February election. I expect the Republicans to put a full court press on from what I'm hearing about how they're organizing this and the money they're raising. And they're going to be concentrating on Amherst. If you look at this district, 42% of the voters who live in this district reside in Amherst. They're running Dan Gagliardo, who did very well in Amherst, didn't win, but he came within 1,400 votes, which, given the advantage that the Democrats enjoy of over 14,000 more Democrats than Republicans, that was an impressive showing. And so they're leading with him, and they're hoping for a low turnout in which they, the Republicans, outproduce the Democrat organization. That's going to be difficult, as I mentioned to Tom Puckett earlier in the week. Jeremy Zellner is chairman of the Democrat Party. He's going to move heaven and earth to make sure his organization is not embarrassed by having the Republicans outperform them. So I think those are the major dynamics in this race. But right now, I think you're going to see a spirited race on the part of Dan Gagliardo and the Republicans, and a heavy concentration on coming out of Amherst with a big vote total. And they're probably hoping that carries the rest of the district.
You know, really quickly before we have to let you go, you mentioned big vote total. This election so soon, when people are not used to voting for this special, what are you expecting in terms of turnout?
I've heard Republican leaders estimating as low as 12, 13, 14%. Maybe a little higher than that, but I think that's the range we're going to be looking at. I mean, look, what do you get in a regular primary in June? 25% maybe? So this is a tough one, especially if we have a nasty cold February. Getting people to come out, in the dark to vote in that type of weather is going to be difficult, and is really going to show the mettle of both the Republican and Democrat organizations' ability to get their vote out.
Carl, thanks so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.